Okay, let's begin. We are up to Simin Chaf Vav. Okay, Simin Chaf Vav, Dine Kadesh Yosem. Now, this is a very long Simin, it's a very complicated Simin, and about 95% of what it says here is not Negeya Halacha L'maisa. Now, I shouldn't say that, it's not accurate. It is Negeya Halacha L'maisa in other areas. In other words, we can take these Soidais that are presented here and we can apply it to other applications. But literally, to take what it says here literally and apply it, that's not Negeya Halacha L'maisa. Okay, now, what do we mean? Because we're going to discuss for the first, I guess, 15, 16 simonim, who has kedima to recite Kaddish. Now, that means, in ancient times, not so ancient times, but years ago, the custom was only one person says the Kaddish. That's almost unheard of today among us, the Yekis, but we don't live among the Yekis. You gotta go, what? Really? Which yeshiva? Tells? What? Yeah, based on Talmud? They still do it. Psst, wow, okay. It's very complicated. You have to have a very good gabbai. You have to have a good gabbai because then you have to know these halachas inside out. You got to know these halachas inside out, and it gets complicated, and I'm sure it gets a little sticky. It gets a little people who come in. But generally, in the ancient times, only one person said the Kaddish. Now, during davening, there are multiple Kaddishim. There is the Kaddish, the Rabbanon, before you begin, the Pesukei de Zimra. And then if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you have the Kaddish of Mizmar Shir. Now, I'm just curious. I almost never daven Nusach Svarat Shachas. Shachas, do they say, is there another Kaddish?
No.
Another Kaddish?
No.
Only Kaddish to Rabbanon. Only Kaddish to Rabbanon. Because the only one time I used to daven it, I was in Avelus, and I did daven on Shabbos in a very small, it's only asked me to lay in a few times in a certain place, daven nusach svart, and the rabbi said, oh, so we'll make for you, even though the daven nusach svart, he wanted to make for me another Kaddish, and I don't remember what he did, it was a very long time ago, when I was singing for my father, when I was my father, another Kaddish during Pesukei de Zimra, after Mizmar Shir, such a thing like that?
No,
even by Nusach Svart?
No such thing?
So I don't know what he did. He pulled off some. I don't know why.
After the Yom.
Okay.
After.
But.
I'm sure you come back to
Nah.
When there's no minion, they do that sometimes.
When there's no minion? What do you mean?
They call out.
They used to go yard side. Only the yard.
If they didn't do it in the morning, what do you mean? By Shachar?
That's at the beginning of davening.
Yeah.
At the end of Rav Yishmael.
Right. By Ashkenaz, yeah. They'll do it at the end. Interesting. Okay. So you're playing around with the Nusach HaTzila. Okay, interesting. All right. Zartara. Not everyone is so happy with that, with saying a Kaddish Rabban after learning. Okay, there are different opinions about you see, you go to Shiurim, like go to this, like Rabbi Reisman Shir. After you finish the Shir, all of a sudden there are 50 people saying Kaddish. So someone told me, you know, Rabbi Reisman's name, that he doesn't hold from it. He's not going to stop it. He's not going to start up with people. I go on Sunday, Rabbi Shur. I go to a shir, he gives a shir in Yaakov. So after the shir is over, all of a sudden, yeah, well, everyone's saying Kaddish. My impression is he's not really interested because he's talking like he's a very big davener. If you know Rabbi Shur, he's very, very into davening. Very, very into davening. But during this Kaddish, he's like not there. I don't know if it's because he's just tarud or whatever. Okay, but this is the basic yisur. The basic yisur we have here. Okay, Dr. Fruchter.
I mentioned, we have, I think I brought that up once, but are you I've seen.
Yeah.
To me,
So the Arab right hand.
Rav would actually say, I'm a
yard sites. Okay. We'll come. With just that phrase is enough. All in the heart, like Hashem, Rotsa Gashbach, and Zakas, as he sort of feel capable of time, which name Hashem, and Fafis, and Antri, and the radio. I've said that at least 100 times. At least more. A few hundred times. Then, because I used to give that Yomi in Young Israel, so there were people that insist, they wanted to say, you're not going to deny a person from his Kaddish. Say Kaddish, so you let him say the Kaddish. So you
say it without learning.
Agoda. So you're supposed to say it, you're supposed to say Kaddish after you finish Divrei Agoda. So when you learn a Daf Gemara, it's usually halacha. So you want to be messiahing with the words of Agoda. So you say those few words of Agoda in order to link to the Kaddish.
Have you ever heard of saying those?
Yes, just that alone.
Alone?
Between Mincha and Ma'arif. That's enough. Just those words alone. If you finish Mincha, and you say, let's see the basic halachas. Halacha aleph. Nimsu b'midrashim harbei maisiyos. In the midrashim there are many stories. Ki aideh shabenei mekadosh b'shvil aviv imoy. When a child says kadosh on behalf of his father or mother, nitzaylim min hadin. They are spared from the din in shamayim. Whatever that means. Al kein therefore noyhagim lemakadosh. The custom is based upon these midrashim. The custom is to say kadosh. It's a minuk. It's not a halacha. Saying Kaddish is a minhag. Noihagim loyma Kaddish. V'chin la lois l'maftir. Another very good thing to do on Shabbos, if you can, is to get, there are certain shuls, they do this, they give the aveilim maftir. When you have no one else, you give a novel, because when you say maftir, you have many brachas. They have an opportunity to say for this many brachas, l'maftir, u'lehispala l'fnei hateva, and to daven l'fnei hateva before the box.
But not on Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos. Right, Shabbos, let's read the whole halacha. Okay, let's question. With Prat, the most important time to daven is b'motzoi Shabbosos. Why b'motzoi Shabbosos? Shu'azman she'chizrin ha'neshamos le'gehenim. The neshamos return to him after a break for Shabbos. They return to Gehenim. And therefore, kol ha'scholos koshes. A new beginning to enter into Gehenna is painful, and therefore, if the child is saying Kaddish, that somehow breaks the tsar of returning to Gehenna. I don't know what a neshama
is going to the Gehenna.
Listen, I don't know these things. I don't know these things. I don't know. Okay? Whatever means, it means. Okay? No one has come back to tell us what goes on. Okay? No.
It happened that time.
My mother
came
used to
back.
Tell me that. No one has come back to tell us what's going on.
No,
there.
It happened that in Gemara, yes, that they came back and told what is going there.
You can't. Okay, I noticed you have to have emuna. It says in the Gemara, it says in the Midrashim, it says in the Gemara. But these people have not personally come to us and told us. So we have to have emunas chachamim. You have to have emunah, faith. Emunah shleima. Emunah shleima that they call divrei chachamim emes. But literally what these things mean, it's hard. We don't know. Let's go further. Here. You have one? The chayin b'chol arvis. Okay, the next best time to daven. So the number one time that we have a choice when daven, the best time to daven is daven mitzvah Shabbos. The next best time to daven is Ma'ariv. Okay, that's very interesting. Everyone knows that. Shachar is not such a big deal. The chayin b'chol arvis. She'oz tigboires hadin. It's very good to daven Ma'ariv. An oval to daven Ma'ariv. Or yardside to daven Ma'ariv. Well, not say yardside, but daven Ma'ariv. Because Ma'ariv is a man of din, a time of din. And that's a good time to dilute the din with the kaddish. V'chein b'chol arvish oz tigboires hadin. V'chei yesh b'inyin hakaddishim kama chilukei dinim al pi ha-minhagim. Based upon custom. That's a mouthful, because every shul, every community, every family has a different tradition of how far to go with Kaddish. There are people that during their Avelos will not miss a minyan davening for the Amud. And if they come to shul and there's someone else at the Amud, they'll take out a shotgun. It's a true story. Who's someone who shoots? They'll take out a gun and they'll kill the other person in order to make sure they can daven. Now, if they're a little bit nicer, they won't kill him. They'll let him live, but he'll suffer. He will suffer. And if he's a little bit nicer, you don't want to make a machlekes, they'll go to another shul. They live in a place like Flatbush, they'll just go to another shul and they'll daven, they'll wait for another meal, they'll go to extreme measures not to miss davening for the Amud. And then there are people that don't daven for the Amud even once. The whole year of Avelis, they won't even go up to the Amud even once, not because they can't daven, no. Not there are people that are like that. They're capable. It's just that it's not for them. Okay, it's not for them. It's not their tradition. Okay, I daven in Chaim Berlin. In Chaim Berlin, they don't make a big deal about it. That is, I don't know if it comes from Rav Chutner, if it comes from the current Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know. It's not a big deal. Aveilim daven, no question about it. But they don't daven every day. They daven every few days. They daven a tefillah here, a tefillah there. That's the attitude. The attitude is Ovel daven. You say Kaddish. No, of course you say Kaddish. But the daven for the Amud, you don't daven every single day. That's the way. That's the way it is. In other shuls, very now Mitzvah Shabbos. Here it says the best time daven is Mitzvah Shabbos. So over the summer I daven in a shtibel, and there they made sure every single, very nice, every single Ovel has a minyan. So therefore if there are four people saying a Kaddish, there are going to be 40 people, and if they're not going to be 40 people, they mamish go out into the street. It's summertime, Frankel's. Frankel's, the guy there is very makbid. Everyone, only Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is the most important time. Everyone who's saying Kaddish gets the meaning, no matter what. If there are not enough people in the shul, they'll go out into the street and drag in dead bodies. To be mashlim the minion that they are going to be. They're going to be. I'll tell you a joke. So I was there in the summer. The Gabbai says, you're davening in the main shul. I said, no, I'm not even a member here. I'm not davening. I'm davening the hallway. They're all different places. Davening in this room, and the hallway, and the street. I'm davening in the hallway. I'm just a guest here. No. You come here, you're having a million, I don't care what. In the guest, you're having a minion, and you're davening in the main shul. You're davening. I said, I don't want. There's no. I insist. And he literally forced my hand. Then he tells me, at the end of davening, you're going to laugh hard. Do you know why we insisted that you daven in the main shul? Because here, the Rav. Now the Rav wasn't there. The Rav's son was in charge. Rabbi Pinchas was in charge. So he says because. Daven here here a little bit slower, and you have a tendency to daven. I daven very fast, but to daven a little bit slower than the other people. So we have the slow pokes, the slow people. They daven in the main shul because that's where they're at. And then he says to me, when the minion was up, you see the people, the minion outside. There's no zecher. There ever was a minion. They're so far gone. There's no zecher. There's no zecher. They ever existed. So, okay, but there in that shul by Hasidim, they're very into this. That Mitzvah Shabbos, everyone gets a minion. They're very into this. Among what?
In this shul, where is it located?
It's located on 21st Street between Avenues I and J. However, among the Litvisha Olam, they're not so into this. So you daven, you don't daven. It's not kedai. Berov am hadras melech. You have one minyan. You don't break up minyanim. Certain shuls are during the weekday. What do you do?
There were several people, including myself.
Yes.
And they made extra minyan.
So it all depends on the people themselves. If they want to make, if they have a need for it, all depends on the rabbi. All depends on the community. There's so many factors you can't generalize. There's a famous one thing to keep in mind. There's a chidah. Don't ever forget the chidah. The chidah says, chidah was in the biggest mikubalim. So we're not talking about mamish, kabbalah mamish. He knows what's going on in Shemayim. and he says they're talking about these halachas. Only one person says the Kaddish. If there are two people who have yard side, only one, there's only Kaddish, enough, there's only one Kaddish available for two people, one's not going to say Kaddish at all. So the Chida says, who should say the Kaddish? The bigger Am Ha'aretz. Why? Why? Because if a person is a Shtikl Talmud Chacham, he can learn a Mishnah. And learning a Mishnah is a much greater zechus for the neshama. To learn a daf gemara. The Am Ha'aretz. Nebuch. The Am Ha'aretz. He can't learn a Mishnah. He doesn't have the zitzlesh to go to the daf yomi. He can't go. He doesn't have the zitzlesh to go to sit and learn daf yomi. So this is all he got. It's all he got. So give him the Kaddish. Let him say the Kaddish. You're a shtikl talmud chacham. You can sit. You have a zitzlesh to sit by a daf yomi for 45 minutes. So you go to the daf yomi. You listen to the magid shir. You'll chop a few yisaydes. That will be a much greater ili for the neshama than saying the Kaddish. Nebuch, this guy, he's not a bar hoch, he doesn't understand the daf gemara, so let him say the Kaddish. Okay, that's what the chida. This is not a kalta litvak talking. This is like the zoyar talking. I'm talking Sfardi. The chida, you know, the chida. The chida is a cool kabbalah. This is the kabbalah. They know what goes on with the neshamas. Anyone who knows has sensitivity to the sisrei Torah of what's taking place in the olam. It's the Mekubalim, the Sfardim. And this is what he says. Go to the Daf Yomi and let the Am Ha'aretz say the Kaddish. It's not Kedai to fight. Now, I know someone, I heard a conversation with two people. One person, he said he was bragging, mamish bragging, that the whole year went by, he didn't miss a minyan where he did not daven for the Omelet. He made his rounds. Yeah. So he says, I made it the whole year, every single minyan. So the other person, when he walked away, he said to him, yeah, and at what cost? And how many people did you step on? Did you insult? Did you fight? And did you shove? You know, give the elbow to in order that you can go. You think it's a zechus? It's such a gewaldige gemaila. You made it the whole year and you didn't miss a minyan. I'm sure it wasn't such a gewaldige gemaila. In the process, you caused a lot of harm to a lot of people, and it would have been better for you to be mevater and not have to go and daven every single tefillah.
Thank you, by the way, for that. I mean, they have, you know, people want to be Muhammad Swiss for people who push the daven.
Yeah.
Is that when people say, you know, I'm moichel to cover, that you could have somebody else daven. It's not your cover to be moichel. It's the cover that makes. So how do you know he would be moichel? I mean,
okay, I hear. Okay. It's not for me. Okay, it's not for me. Okay. Okay. Right. I don't have a right. Okay, that's an idea. That's an important point. Yeah. One at a time.
One particular about a Bilos and something like that. I was at a Shiva house yesterday, Hasidic Shiva.
Yeah.
I know Sfardim do it, but is there needed to make brachas there? Because they had cake on the table, they had schnapps, and you know, all that.
You're not supposed to eat in the base oil.
You're not supposed to eat.
It's Teresh Halacha.
So what's the cake?
The idea is to make tikkun. The tikkun is not during the base oil. The tikkun is the yard site. Tikkun is at a yard site, at a time of a yard site. The concept is, we once decided to share on this, is you put out food, people should make a bracha. And the bracha goes to the credit of the neshama. The only reason why you're making a bracha, you would be running to work now. You wouldn't be eating this food now. You would be running to work. So why are you staying? I'm giving you food, good food. Oh, it's hard, good food.
Just don't tell. I had it in Israel.
They make dinners practically.
So the brachas you make are accredited. All of those brachas go to the zechus of the neshama.
I was in the Shiva.
That's not the right thing to do. It's a Jewish halacha.
They put that on.
All right, so maybe they're different than hugging.
They put food on the table when they get up.
When they get up, they get up, right? But not during the shiva.
Why not during the shiva?
What? Because you're not allowed to eat in the base oval. In the base oval, you're not supposed to eat. In the place of mourning, it's not proper to eat.
Amen.
No, not tameh. No, morning. When you eat,
it's a halacha.
It's a halacha. Yes, you're not supposed
for
to eat.
For everyone.
It's halacha for everyone. It's your day. Laws of Avelos. You're not supposed to eat.
Not in the main song.
They do it to thank. They feel bad that they want matriarch you to come. They feel bad they want matriarch you to come, but really they're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to eat in the base oval. People do not know that's a halacha. You're not allowed to eat in the base oval. Okay, let's go further. Now, before we go to that, now look what it says over here in the Shemitz. Okay, we have to minimize the comments. Let's see over here in Aleph. Okay, Aleph in the Shiur B'Shem Halacha. It says it's a fascinating halacha. Shaben Oymer Kadesh Kosev Shalosh Shuvus Even Ashoyam the Im Aviv Tzivo Lo Shelo Yomer Kadesh Achrav Yikayim Tzavosay V'Lo Yomer. Father gives a tzava. I don't want you to say Kaddish to me.
Why?
I don't know what the reason is.
Whatever, maybe in life is what would you expect?
Whatever his reasons are, maybe let's say, for example, he doesn't want his son to be embarrassed. I don't be embarrassed. He doesn't want people to look at his son. I know when I say Kaddish, I go to a new place. They're looking at me. Oh, why are you saying Kaddish? Who are you saying Kaddish for? This, the old. They look at you. You go to a new place. They look at you. So maybe the father didn't want his son to have that. People should stare at him.
Why not?
It's pity. You know, it's not that. Oh, they pity you. I don't want your pity. Leave me alone. So maybe the father didn't want his son to have that. So the son says, I'm Michael on you saying Kaddish for me. Don't worry. Don't say Kaddish. So are you allowed to do this? Do you have the right? Does a person have the right to make a demand that the son should listen? He says yes. That the question is usually asked the other way around. This is not a common question here. There's a story where the father said, "Don't say Kaddish for me." That you don't normally hear, but you hear the other way around. Where you only say Kaddish for how many months? For 11 months. Why only 11 months? Why don't you say Kaddish for 12, full 12 months? Because Mishpat Shol Shom B'Gedim is 12 months. If you say Kaddish for 12 months, someone said that you make the statement that the neshama that I'm saying Kaddish for is a Rasha. And he needs my Kaddish all the way to the very, very end. So in order that it should not appear that the person is in a Rasha, so you stop saying Kaddish short a whole month. It just goes to show that Kaddish is not all that we think. Because if you had to say Kaddish every single tefillin, every single day, l'chor, you'd have to say it, you shouldn't miss a whole month. Maybe you'll miss a day at the very end, a whole month. So it says something about how far the degree of saying, the importance of saying Kaddish. Let's say the reason generally why we don't say Kaddish in the entire 12 months is in order not to be Moitzi Las, not to make a statement that the Neshama is in Gehenim and he needs our Kaddish to the very last end. So therefore we only say it for 11 months. Let's say the father or the mother or the person who's about to die says, listen, I know good and well I am going to Gehenna. Trust me. Trust me on this one. I know. And therefore, Sonny boy, please, I need all the help I can get. I've been good to you. I paid tuition, paid for college, married you off. Please, the very least you can do for me is say Kaddish to the very end, all the way to 12 months. So is a son allowed to obey this tzavah of the father? There are chilukei deos, so he's being publicly being levazed his father by saying Kaddish, the very thing that his father is a Rasha and his father needs Kaddish. Is he publicly allowed to do this? So there are chilukei deos. Some say yes, some say not. The best thing to do is, and this is very known, nugei halacha lemaisa, is someone else. In that situation, you should pass over, you hire someone the last month to say the Kaddish. And this nugei halacha lemaisa, very interesting, where a person is hired, like this very common, it's a big business in the yeshivas, where you give them money and they appoint a person to say Kaddish. Ideally, they're only supposed to have one person per customer. one Kaddish, one person. Does the person that's hired say Kaddish for 11 months or does it say Kaddish for 12 months? 12 months. When you are hired by an institution for a person that you don't know personally, or even if you know personally, but it's not known to the tzibur, the tzibur is seeing you say Kaddish, you're not saying Kaddish. There are people that are always saying Kaddish in shul. You know those type of people? You go to shul, they've been saying Kaddish for the last 50 years. Who are they saying Kaddish for 50 years? Who are they saying Kaddish for?
I'm hired by other people.
Okay, so they're part.
If you know that he is going to say Kaddish for everybody,
they work in the office.
Kaddish for Kasper.
They work in the office. They work in the yeshiva office, and they get the phone calls. The yeshiva gets a donation of $1,800, and they say the Kaddish to this and this. They do. So the yeshiva gives them.
Institutions that say that.
Right. So when you a person is saying Kaddish, someone else the minhag is you say Kaddish. Until the very end, until 12 months. Because since the whole reason why you say Kaddish is to be matzil the neshama from Gehenim, so you have to go to the very end. The only reason why a parent, you stop short, is a parent, you don't want to be mitzi laz and say about a pretty, so not, it's not a zilz for the parents, so you say 11 months. What? In law, also not. Same thing. A father in law and a mother in law is like a parent. Same exact thing. It's a pair. This is
we enter 1 week in the 11th month.
Yeah. Right. 1 week. Different
and
customs.
After that, we say 3 weeks till the 12th month.
What do you say? What do you say, 3 weeks?
The last month.
What?
The 12th month.
Yeah, the last 3 weeks.
1 week.
It's Kaddish, and the last 3 weeks?
And we say Kaddish for other 3 weeks.
You do say Kaddish or you don't say Kaddish? You told me only 1 week.
1 week we stop.
You stop, yeah.
And after that we continue.
You come back. Okay, so there are many customs. You're telling me the minute of Sfarim is the first week you stop to make it mafsig, and then the last 2 weeks you go back to saying Kaddish. Okay, Ashkenazim, some do they say the first 3 weeks. They just stop the last day, the last week, or they go 1 week. There are many, many customs, but the common denominator of all of the customs they are that you don't say Kaddish for a full 12 months.
Excuse
okay,
me.
Let's.
If the father says, I don't need to sit Shiva or Shiloshim.
You don't listen, no. That you don't do. You have to
go honeymoon.
Shiva, you have to sit no matter what.
You can't say go honeymoon.
That
I don't know.
Kaddish, it says here, you can be.
You
can't
not
Sabbath,
accept
yeah.
that was Sabbath.
The source of Kaddish in the Gemara?
Medrash. I'm going to quote it to you in a few moments from the Piskei Teshuvos. No, there's no Gemara. There's only a Medrash. It's only a Medrash. Fascinating. This whole thing that we do with Jewish custom is this most fundamental principle in life. It's more important. It's more important than Mother's Day. Gosh. And yet, there's no pasuk. There's no pasuk in the Torah. There's no pasuk in the Torah. Okay.
If it is so that the Kaddish is going to save person,
okay, well, let me read a few words.
Why the person cannot say from when he is alive?
What?
When he's alive, you say Kaddish to be credit for the future.
I don't know if you can credit the future. Someone told me they say Kaddish for themselves.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's such a thing.
They're
saying in advance. There's such a thing? There's such a thing? I don't know.
Have your son say it.
All right.
It's called 401k Kaddish.
401k Kaddish.
You know Kaddish. Impossible to say?
All right. Beis. Let us look at halacha beis in the Shemsem halacha. It will spell lefnei ateva. B'sefer kolboy. Alavelos. Merav yukasil yehuda. Greenwald, Shlita, Havi, Sheh, Hagoyna Kodesh, Baal Atze Chaim, you know how to pronounce this word.
Misigit.
Misigit. Misigit. Misigit. Zatzal. Pasach. Sheovel, Shedilik, Shedogil, Lispal, Lifne Amud, Vikorolo, Lispal, Bebeis, Hamidish Acher, Vishav, Sheovel, Sherogil, Lispal, Lifne Amud, Vikorolo, Lispal, Bebeis, Hamidish Acher, Vishav, Mispalin, Benusach, Ashkenaz, Vurogil, Lispal, Benusach, Sephorat, Oil Hepuch, Mutov, Lishanois, Minuschoi, Vispal, Lifne Amud, Hain, Meash, Lispal, Oil Hepuch, Vail, El Mashakosavti, Beninazet. So here is the situation. Let's say this is very very common shaila, where you normally daven this. We take it for granted, but it's not such a simple thing to do. Mikra Hadin. If you daven nusach Ashkenaz, and the only place where you can get an omud is a place where they daven a sechsvart, right? I'm a paying member in three shuls. I don't really daven there, but you know, I don't want to be a bad neighbor, so I give pay membership, so I'm entitled. I can come there, pay membership is daven, and I'm regular shul, I daven ashkenaz, I don't have the yom. Because of circumstances, there are other avelim, whatever the situation is, and time, it's not a good not time, the time doesn't work out for me. So the only place where I can get an amud is a different nusach than I am accustomed. So is it proper for me to daven in a different shul and be meshane my nusach for a whole year in order to get the amud? What is more kedai? I should daven, you know, it's not a simple thing. We take it for granted, oh, 1 million here, 1 million there, 1 million there, the American melting pot. We go from one to the other. But that's not a mahalach in life, to go from one thing to another. Is it more kedai to maintain my nusach at the expense of not davening, getting the amud? Or no, if I have an opportunity to daven for the amud at the expense of changing my nusach, I change. The paskins change your nusach. It's kedai to change the nusach in order to have the schus to daven for the tzibur. Yeah?
I once davened that I used to daven a lot. I yet be sure Jackson Heights. Near LaGuardia Airport, they only one person happened to the oven. A regular Baltimore.
No avela. No avela. Every single day, right? Because you don't want, once you start opening up, you open up. Right. Laning in the big shuls and in the big yeshivas, they don't let bar mitzvah boys lane. It's a very painful thing for the Russian yeshiva themselves, because they have children. They also want their children to learn how to lane and have the whole show. But once you let one kid lane, everyone has to lane. And a lot of the, not everyone in a big, talk about a big place, not talking about a little show, talking about a big place, not everyone is roi for a big tzibur. So what are you going to do? So when it comes to a bali tefillah, it's exactly the same thing. You have a very chashur place. You just can't let every person get up and daven. They're going to butcher the davening. It's not a cup of the tzibur, so you have no choice. Okay, now that concludes what it says here. Let me read you what it says over here in the Piskei Tshuva. So you don't have this. Let me just read it for you. Nimsu b'midrashim. So here he brings down the Makar. This Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says the Yadua Hamaisa de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he saw a person. What was the story? He says in the Medrash, he saw a person doing terrible, hard, crushing slave labor. He would go and he would chop down trees, and he would put the wood on his back, he'd break his back and bring it to a certain place and light it up and burn himself in the fire. So what is this all about? So he says, I'm a Rasha, I died, and this is my punishment, I have to go and suffer in this horrible punishment every single day. So Rabbi Akiva says, is there anything I can do for you? Is there any tikkun I can make? He says, you can't even begin to imagine the averis that I've done. There's nothing you can do, but I did hear that if I have a son, maybe my son knows from nothing, maybe if you go and you will teach him how to say a pasuk, that can be a zechus for my neshama. So Rabbi Akiva went to the town of this person. He asked, inquired about him. He was told the most horrible things, and everyone said, run away. And he found out that he had a son, and everyone warned him, stay away from the son, he's good for nothing. He found the son, he took him in, he taught him how to read, and here's where the Mishnah Berurah concludes the story. Shematzam Mes Sheheni Shuhu Bo'anoshim Koshim. Terrible suffering. The Alidei Shohada. Here it's very important to focus on the words of the Medrash, because we are totally lost in these matters. Everything gets carried away. The Alidei Shohoshiv Bino Sheyilmad Torah. He went and he taught the child to learn Torah. Kriyashma. He taught him how to recite Kriyashma. Now listen to this. Ubirchas Hamazon. And how to recite Birchas Hamazon. It says nothing here in the Medrash about Kaddish. It says nothing about davening for the Omo. That for sure not. Shehitzil es aviv midino shel gehenem. So it's an amazing thing. You want to be matzal neshama shel dino shel gehenem. You know what he says here? Say Birchas Hamazon properly. That's what it says. It doesn't say daven for the Amud. Doesn't say fight with everyone. Mitzvah Shabbos. Who should daven here? Daven there. You say Birchas Hamazon with kavana, and you say Kriya Shema and Yilma Torah. That is the ultimate schus for a neshama. Okay. Then now we the next thing he mentions. Ki al yedei shabena mekadesh. The Geret said it. Now, very interesting. What about this? Very common. not very common, but it's you hear the Shaila ask every so often, a Geret Tzedek. He wants to sit Shiva for his non-Jewish father, and he wants to say Kaddish. Okay, one thing, Shiva is only 7 days. A whole year. Can you imagine? A whole year he's saying Kaddish for his non-Jewish father? Yeah, he can do it. No problem. Non-Jewish.
That
safer? Yeah, Piska Chuvis. It's gold. This is it's a safer. It's worth. It's worth. It's priceless. It's priceless. Just came out 2 weeks ago. Piska Chuvis. Ki al yidei shabino Garrett said that Rishai v'rotzui sheyoymar. It's Rishai v'rotzui. It's the proper thing to do.
Shiva also?
Shiva, yeah. Shiva also, yeah.
I saw a different question.
Yeah.
Where the guy's Garrett said that his father was. Garden,
yeah.
And the Leviathan, the father, was in the church. The Shiloh was
at. Can't go to a church.
Was he able to go?
No, not.
What about the cemetery?
Cemetery, possibly. Possibly. Depends. Not so simple either. But the church, absolutely not. You cannot go into a church no matter what.
What about
no matter what? A Goyisha funeral home, possibly yes. If it's not going to make, if they're not going to make it in, if they're going to make it into a religious ceremony, no. If they have like just a
wait.
A wake is a problem.
Why not? Can't go open casket. Why not?
Okay. Yeah. Because Shiloh, we cannot go there.
Church is out of the question. What are you about? Funeral home? What are you about in funeral homes? It's not really the ceremony.
Going to the funeral home, is the minute if it's an open.
In Kaskia, I stay out.
Well, if it's open, you stay in the back.
How about the Muslim that they are don't believe in the Muslim?
Yeah.
Don't believe in the idols. They believe in Hashem.
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Office,
yeah.
Sometimes for the Muslim prayer,
you have no choice.
Yeah. We going to the
you go to the street,
also.
Right? You go to the mosque, then outside.
Because
people go to the church, they go outside the church. You have a song.
No. Mosque, church is something else. But mosque is the way that they believe in Hashem. Hashem Echad.
I know, but you still can't go into a mosque. Even though they believe Hashem monotheism.
Sim Shalom.
It doesn't matter. You don't go into a mosque. I know a guy. He went into a mosque. Would you believe this? An American guy, a little strange. He went into Davin. He went to Davin Mincha. Okay, he's like, whatever. He went to Davin.
I know this came up fairly recently. Whether or not there's if someone goes to a wake, say whether or not you have to wash your hands afterwards.
Well, hurry, yeah. Yes. A dead body, you have to wash your hands. A guy, even a guy is mitam midrabanan. Even a guy is mitam midrabanan. Midrabanan is mitam. So you definitely, it doesn't hurt to wash your hands. I mean, a bracha until sidayim. So you'll wash, absolutely, yeah, of course. You come in contact with a dead body, you should wash your hands. Leave the hospital. Why do you leave the hospital? So the hospital in the morgue, I don't know, the oilam doesn't do it. It's not, I mean, they, whatever. Okay, let's see.
What's the story? You have a little story of a guy working
for the mosque. So he was thrown out of the Eretz Yisrael. The police arrested him. The police, that's always making trouble. Can you imagine that they threw him out of Eretz Yisrael for a year? They don't let him come back. He went into a mosque to daven mincha.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why. The police went in. They saw they went in. They're not looking for trouble in Eretz Yisrael. Highly charged climate, religious climate. The police, the Israeli police, they went in. They took him out. They told him leave the country. I don't know how they didn't tell him to leave immediately, but and he was planning on leaving anyway. And they arranged with his passport a block.
He was
an American citizen, I guess. Like someone going to learn in Israel for a year, something like that. They when he tried to go back, they refused entry. They took a very very long, difficult. They blocked his passport. He's viewed as a troublemaker.
Security.
Troublemaker, someone who goes in, a religious Jew who goes into a mosque daven mincha, by the Israeli police is viewed as a very seriously disturbed person and denied entry into the country. Okay, serious stuff. It's not halacha. This is security issues decided by the Israeli police. So it's so serious. Next time you go into a mosque, think again. What? I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what he was thinking. Let's go further. Okay. I want to just finish up this halacha. Okay, one more short thing. Okay, one short thing. Two more short things over here. Was that the Geret Tzedek Rishai V'Ratzui Sheyomer Kaddish Achar Al Vayimoy Goyim Shemesu Ach Al Yasekem Bekviyas Boyfen Boyle to Matmiya. So it's proper, but he says he brings down from the Shal Tshuva Zakan Ar. I know what this is. You shouldn't do it in a very conspicuous way. Don't. That's what he says. Now I don't know where you drew the line. Al Yasu Bekviyas don't say Kaddish every day. It seems to say you say Kaddish occasionally, and don't do it.
Go off into a corner.
And don't do it in a way where you're front and center in a shul of 1,000 people, and you're the only one saying Kaddish. Who's he saying Kaddish for? For a guy. He's saying Kaddish among 50 people, you're just one of many and no one even is paying attention, that's fine. But don't do it in a conspicuous way. It's not a cover for the tzibur where the whole tzibur, you have a group of 1,500 people, they're all saying Hishmer Abba for a non-Jew. He may be a good person. He has a son. Look, Rabbi Akiva is the son of a ger. Rabbi Akiva is the son of a ger. We're not talking about, but still, it's not the proper thing for Klal Yisrael. The son is saying Mikvias. Okay, another thing. V'yesh binyan hakadishim chiluki dinim. The keva. Now he brings it over here that everything the pesukim he brings the hakdama to what is going to say now the entire simin. The keva shebizmanenu niskabel haminug shekol hayisaimim oimim kaddish biyachad. In our times, the custom is everyone says kaddish. We don't give the kaddish to one person. Everyone says Kaddish together. Al Kain, therefore, Ein Halachos Elu Nohagos Lizmanenu. So therefore, what we're going to learn in the next couple of days, all the way until the end of the Siman, does not apply today in any practical way. Because everyone says together, Ella, but there are golden nuggets that we can extract from these Halachos. Ledine Kedimo Lifnei Ho'amud. When it comes to who gets Kedima to daven for the Amud, the laws of Kedima can be found in the halakhs that we're going to find, because they're all exactly Nevar HaNogel HaLakha Bovad, and we'll discuss those things as we come. What's Nogel HaLakha?